Chevrah, these are big days. These are big days as we prepare for Yom Hadin. Every moment is so chashev. Truth is, we have to understand every moment of life is so important. I love if we could live our whole life like it's Elul. Imagine who we could be. Imagine what we could accomplish. But at least let's try to live these last few days of Elul as if they're Elul. And we're preparing to be Mekayim a very special mitzvah. We've been involved in blowing shofar every single day. That's the shofar of Minog. But soon, in a few short days, we're mekayim the mitzvah of shofar one time a year. And we have to understand the depth of this heilige mitzvah. There was a yid. The yid, his name was Meir Halberstam. Mishpacha, obviously, of the Rebbe's. A mayor was 13 years old in the late 1930s. We know what those days were like for Yidden in Europe. And he, together with his uncle and his grandfather, who was a Rebbe, Rav Sinai Halberstam, were the lucky ones in the Mishpacha. Because the rest of the Mishpacha was wiped out. Sent to concentration camps. And they miraculously were the lucky ones who ended up in Siberia. Now Siberia was Gehenna Al Aretz as well. But they were labor camps. Backbreaking labor. Freezing cold. Void of any Yiddishkeit. But they were alive. And it was a few days before Rosh Hashanah. And his grandfather actually, somehow, smuggled with him a shofar. He had in Siberia a shofar. And he so badly and was wanted Rosh Hashanah to blow shofar. But how is he going to pull it off? If he blows shofar, they'll know what it is. The mamish, immediately the guards will come and take him away, never to be seen again. And the mamish, distraught, he has the shofar in hiding, but he has no clue, he can't figure out how he's going to be able to blow the shofar. Comes Rosh Hashanah, it's a few days before Rosh Hashanah. Mayor, a couple days before Rosh Hashanah, came up with a plan. He didn't tell his grandfather, he didn't tell anyone. Two nights before Hashanah, very, very late at night, he stayed up until all the guards were out cold in a drunken stupor. And he wrapped towels around his arm, his hands and his feet so that he could walk outside, and if he touched anything, it would muffle the sound. Nobody would hear him. In the front of the camp where they were, there was a tower with a large bell on top. And that bell, every morning they ring, and that's what will wake up all the Yidden. Every morning. A very loud noise. Meir climbed up this tower and unhooked the bell, and the bell came crashing down into 1,000 pieces. And he quickly went back to his barrack, not to be seen. Next morning, the guards all woke up, and they couldn't believe what they saw. This bell, how did it fall? What happened? Did someone... They didn't know what happened. But more, they're worried, how are we going to wake up the prisoners? How are we going to wake up the Yidden to do their work, their labor? So Meir's uncle was also with them. And Meir's uncle went to the guards and said, you know, my grandfather, he has this old shepherd's horn. He's an excellent blower. He could blow the horn in the morning and wake everybody up. Until you replace the bell, which will take time, he'll blow his horn. So the guard said, go get him. Bring him over. So they get the grandfather. And the grandfather blows a tekiya mamish. Loud, clear. And the guards are impressed. They say, oh, this could wake everybody up. This is good. But we don't need you. They take the horn. We'll do it ourselves. And they try to blow. And they're trying to blow, Nothing comes out. Mamish, nothing. Banishal made it. They couldn't do anything. So uncle said, you see, I told you my grandfather, he's an expert blower. He's famous for this. So they said, you know what? You could blow the horn. You could blow the horn and come tomorrow morning, you'll blow the horn, and you'll wake up the whole camp. Next morning with Rosh Hashanah morning, Rav Sinai Halberstam in Siberia was zeicha to blow the shofar Rosh Hashanah morning with tears streaming down his cheeks. And every yid in that camp in Siberia woke up Rosh Hashanah morning to hearing Tkiya Shofar. Can you imagine? The Cyrus, they physically, literally were woken up, but their mamish neshamas were flying. None of them have kept any Torah mitzvahs in months and years. The shofar mamish woke them up. Meir and his grandfather both survived, moved to Eretz Yisrael. I saw a picture of Rav Meir Halberstam and his granddaughter in Eretz Yisrael. Yidden. But imagine the Mesiras Nefesh to blow a shofar in Siberia. Imagine the wake-up call of that shofar, what it was. What's going to be the wake-up call of the shofar that we listen to? How is the shofar on Monday morning? Mamish, this Monday morning, going to wake us up. What's that going to do for us? What's the shofar of our Rosh Hashanah going to do for each and every one of us? So let's learn Chazra. Let's learn and understand shofar in a way maybe we've never understood before. That mamish could wake us up in the most unbelievable of ways. You see, it's incredible. If you really pay attention, just read the Pesukim. Parshas Pinchas, discussing the Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah, Perek Chaf Tes, Pasuk Aleph. U'bachoydesh Hashvi, Be'echad Achoydesh. The seventh month, Tishrei, and the first day of the month, Mikra Kodesh Yelechem, Kom Lecha Zavod Lo Sasu, we call this a holy day, you can't do any malacha, Yom Trua Yelechem, we call it Yom Trua. Ever think about it? All we talk about in the Torah and the Pesukim is a Trua. We don't see any Tkia. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah, those who learn Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah learns through Gzeir Shava, Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Lama Gimel Mebeis, that we have tekiyos before and after. But that's through Gzeir Shava from Yovel. It doesn't tell us anywhere in the Pesukim they have tekiyos. Or we have Yom Trua Yilchem. Why such an emphasis on the Trua? And more so, what do we know? The Pasuk Tehillim tells us very famously, Ashrei Am. Chevra, Yoidei Srua. Praiseworthy nation that knows the Trua. Not Ashriyam Yoidei Tekia, Ashriyam Yoidei Shvarim, Ashriyam Yoidei Shoifris. What's it all about the Trua? Why does it seem to be all about the Trua? Yom Trua Yilechem, Ashriyam Yoidei Trua. So I saw an incredible Torah. This Torah is very similar to how I always understood the mitzvah of shofar, but it added a nuance that mamish, I haven't stopped thinking about this entire week, and I'm looking forward to a different Rosh Hashanah because of it. Emes. So from my Rebbe, the Shvili Pinchas, he quotes it from the Shlach. The Shlach Kaddish. The Shlach HaKadosh explains what do the sounds of the shofar symbolize. Tkiya Shvarim Tru Tkiya. So a lot of this are ideas we've shared before, but he has a nuance that Mamish I never thought about. So he says his vowels. He says Tkiya at the beginning is how each and every one of us has begun. Each and every one of us started out as a tekiah. Each and every one of us was a neshama tahira. Each and every one of us was mamish, given our neshama, a chilek eloka, mimal mamish from the Rabbi Nisholm. Each and every one of us, we started pure. We started full of kedusha. But sadly, we've all become shvarim. Each and every one of us in our own ways, we've broken that. We've done chataim. We haven't lived up to that tkiya, to that yashrus. Who could say day in and day out, they've davened the way they should be davening, with true kavana? How often is our davening Hebrew reading exercises? Who could say we've learned with enough amelus b'toira? Who could say we've had the highest level of shmir zanayim that we're supposed to have? Not just on our phone, but even around people. It's very hard. We're shvarim. We're broken. Now that already we've said before. And then eventually, what do we want to get to? Another tekiah. Eventually, we want to get to the final tekiah and be pure again, right? Be straight again. Slicha, mechila, kapara. What about the trua? Tekiah shvarim, trua tekiah. What is that? So emes, I've always understood, is another level of shvarim, meaning the shvarim and the trua, which really is one big trua, is how broken we are. And maybe we started off being a little bit broken, then we became very broken. Avera Guerrera is Avera. That's how I always understood. That's not what the Shlach HaKadosh says. Listen to the Shlach HaKadosh. He says we start Yashrus and Tar, and we break through Achatayim. But now Rosh Hashanah, I do Cheshbon and Nefesh. And now Rosh Hashanah, after an Elul, I realize I'm broken. So now I do something about it. And I start crying. And I start doing tshuva. And I start changing. The trua are the tears of tshuva. The trua is my avoda. The trua are my tefilas. The trua is what I'm going to do about the shvar. And if I take the trua seriously, and I really cry, and I really daven, and I really change, you know where I end up? Nacha tekiya. That's how I get to a tekiya. But it's all about the trua. You know, Rosh Hashanah, we all look forward to. We all look forward to Yontif. We'll have beautiful sudas. We'll dip the apple in the honey. Simanim. You do the Simanim Svardim? Vada. You guys do Svardim. You do Simanim every Shabbos. I understand. It's not okay. Ami, I love you. Anyways, Lameisa. We're going to do Simanim. Some do Tashlich. Make sure if you go to Tashlich on Rosh Hashanah, you don't throw bread. That's aser. If you want to throw bread, which is not part of the minhag at all, but we like to do it, you can't do Tashlich on Rosh Hashanah. You have to go during the week. It's also to feed animals that you don't own. Important. People go to Tashlich and do Averis. It's like amazing. But anyways, Lamaisa. We look forward to your shofar, to the beautiful Nigunim that we're used to Rosh Hashanah once a year. To the feelings and the motions of Nisan HaTokef. If we actually finish our Shemoneh Esrei by then, depends where we are. But you know, we're all going to enjoy it. And we're going to feel close to Hashem on Rosh Hashanah. But are we really going to daven? Are we really going to change? Are we going to encompass the trua of Rosh Hashanah? Ashrei Yom Yoidei Trua. Do we know what that true is? To really cry tears of tshuva. To really change through those tears. Thus is true. Yom trua yilachem. That's what Hashem wants more than the tkiya and the shvarim is the trua. That's our avoda. That's what the day is defined as. Listen to this medrash. The medrash in Vayikarabah, Chav Tazdalad. Amar v'yoshia. Ksiv ashrei am yoydei srua. Praiseworthy person knows the true. V'chi einu mazoilim yoydin lahriya. Ashrei am, praiseworthy the nation that knows the true. The other nations can't blow a trua. Kama kronos yeshlem. They have lots of horns. Kama bokinos yeshlem. That's Greek for horn. Kama sal pirgose yeshlem. That's Roman for horn. The Medrash is telling us the goyim have horns. You ever see a symphony orchestra? They have clarinets, saxophones. Right? They have kronos, they have bokinos. They can blow. What's Ashrei Am Yodei Sruah? So what's the Medrash say? V'amarta Ashrei Am Yodei Sruah. Ela Shem Akirim Lefatos Esborim Betruah. We know how to appease our Father through the Truah. V'omei B'kizei Adin. And he's sitting on his throne of judgment. And he changes L'kisei Rachamim to the throne of mercy. U'mismale Aleim Rachamim. And he fills us with mercy. V'hofech Lahem Midas Adin L'midas Rachamim. And he turns around all the din to Rachamim. A Masai, and when is that? B'chodesh HaShvi in Tishrei. Rosh Hashanah. Ashrei Am Yodei Sruah is the key to turn around din l'rachamim. That's what we know that the Umos Olam can't do. Because there's no tshuva by them, as we've spoken about before. That's the Ashrei Am. How? Through our tears. Through our tshuva. Through our real sincere change. Are we going to really do tshuva this Rosh Hashanah? Are we really going to change? Ashrei Am Yodei Sruah. We're going to hear all Rosh Hashanah long the blowing of the shofar. It can't be like a shofar of the past. It has to be a shofar that reminds us of the Ikra Trua to wake us up to do that, to live that. To not just be another Rosh Hashanah, but walk out a different person. Why is it that Rosh Hashanah is Yom Tshuva? Why is it? See, every day in the Jewish calendar is defined as that day because it was an occurrence that happened. We celebrate Purim because that's when we're saved by Haman. We celebrate Chanukah, that's when we're saved by the Yavan. Yom Kippur, we got the second Luchos, Yom Tzrich Mechila. What happened on Rosh Hashanah? Why is that defined as a day of tshuva? Ever know? It's the Beferish Medrash. You know what happened on Rosh Hashanah? I'll read you the Medrash. It's right before the Medrash I just read you. It's also in Parshas Emor, Chav Tes Aleph. Beyond Rosh Hashanah, on the day of Rosh Hashanah, on the first Rosh Hashanah of the world, which was the sixth day of creation. That's when Rosh Hashanah was. Bishar Rishon, in the first hour of the day, Allah b'machshava, whatever this means exactly, this is like a Kabbalistic medrash, but Hashem thought about, had the machshava of creating man. Bishniyah, in the second hour of the day, Nitziyait and Malach Hasharetz, he discussed it with Malachim, Nase Adam, let us make man. Bashlishi, Kinei Zafaro, listen to this incredible medrash. If you've never heard this medrash, third hour of the day, He gathered up the dirt together. Bervi Giblo. Fourth hour of the day, Hashem was kneading the dirt. Imagine, did you ever think of it like this? Mamish Beferish Medrash. Bechamishis Rekamo. You know that means? He basically was involved in embroidery. Taking that dirt, it was your mother after she kneads the challah, and then she, what does she do? She turns it into like six long strings and braids it. So that was what he was doing in creation of Adam Rishon. Taking that mold that he began with, that dirt clay, and now he's involved in braiding and embroidery to form man. B'shishis also goylam. Sixth hour, we were, Adam Arishim was a goylam. What is a goylam? We know by the Maral, right? The goylam is a physical body with no neshama, with no soul. B'shvius, navach bo neshama. Echatzois hayom, Hashem blew in the neshama, and we were, Adam Arishim was alive. Bishminis, eighth hour of the day, Hichniso Lagan, he put Adam in Gan Eden. Bichias Nitztava, ninth hour of the day, he was commanded not to eat from Neitz Hadas. Listen to this. You know, because in kindergarten they don't say it to us like this. Maybe we didn't learn it like this when we were in kindergarten and made pictures of Adam and Chava. Listen to how long it took. Adam was commanded ninth hour of the day. He wasn't alive, we said, until the seventh hour of the day. He went and got ate in the eighth. 1 hour later, he said, you see that tree? Eitz Hadas? Don't eat from it. You know how long it took to do an Avera? Ba'asiris Avar. An hour later, he ate from the Eitz Hadas. 1 hour. 1 hour. All took 1 hour to fall. Bachas Ezrei Nidon. The 11th hour of the day, he was judged. Be thrown out of Gan Eden. You have to work during the living. Chava, childbirth. It's going to be very difficult. That was the 11th hour of the day. And one more hour later, B'shteim Ezrei, the 12th hour of the day, Yotza Bidimos. You know what that means, Yotza Bidimos? So you think that, but if you look at the word with a samach, it's not dimos, with an, it's not spelled that way. It's Beis Dalad Yud Mem Vav Samach. So if you look in the Eitz Yosef, where it explains, dimos is Roman, from Mechila and Slicha. 12 hour a day Hashem gave Slicha Mechila, on some level. This all happened, Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah was the first time man sinned, and Rosh Hashanah was the first time he was forgiven. And the Medrash continues, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Adam, Zasimin Lebanecha, this is going to be a simon to your children. Kishem Shamata Lefana B'din Hayom Hazeh, V'yotza B'dimos, just like you, on this day, stood in front of me, and were judged, and walked away with Slicha Mechila. Kach Atidim Banecha Lamad Lefana B'din, in the future, my children will stand by din. Peyom hazeh on this day, Rosh Hashanah, v'yotzin lefana b'demos, and walk away with slich mechila. Eim asai, b'chodesh hashvi v'echa b'chodesh. What a medrash. Now you know what Rosh Hashanah is, chevra. Now we know what Rosh Hashanah is. I don't know how a person ever lived Rosh Hashanah without that medrash. It's incredible medrash. So this is the day of tshuva. And therefore, Yom Truah Yelechem. The Iker is a Truah. The Iker is our Avodah to earn that Slich Mechila. That Rizal brings down in Sefer HaLikutim that Adam Rishon was Koilel Mikol Neshamas. Adam Rishon was part and parcel of every Neshama that would ever be in this world. That means we were the ones that initially sinned. And we every year on the same day are going through the same process and doing tshuva again and showing Hashem I may mess up all year long. I may not live up to that tkiah. And I become a shvarim. But Hashem, I love you. And I realize that I'm a shvarim. So I'm going to be involved in the truah. I'm going to cry. And I'm going to change. And I'm going to really make the most of what Rosh Hashanah is. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went in the very famous, after Adam Rishon sinned, on this day, Beischabe Adam v'ishdom bnei Hashem Elokim, they were scared. And Adam and Chava, they went and they went to hide. B'toch Eitz HaGan, in the Gan. We'll get back to that in a moment. The next pasuk, which is such a hard pasuk to understand, Vayikra Hashem Elokim el Adam, Hashem called Adam, Vayomer lo Hayaka, where are you? Hayaka, where are you? It's not just a Matiz Yo song. If the Chevre knows what I'm talking about. It's probably the most important question that one can ask himself. You see, because this pasuk makes absolutely no sense on the surface. Hashem is saying, Hayaka? You can hide from God? Where are you? What are we? Hide and go seek with God? The first game of hide and go seek. Adam and Chava from Hashem. Hashem's counting. He's it. Really? You can hide from Hashem? And Hashem's going to say, Hayaka? It's a famous story. You know, there's a lot of Yid in Neumann these days. Our hearts are in Neumann. But more of our hearts in Yerushalayim. Don't ever forget that. But a little piece is also Neumann. But we have a lot of chever there davening for us. We send shluchim. We send a lot of shluchim. Harbe shluchim l'magom. Harbe shluchim to each and every one of us there are Neumann davening for us. Don't worry. So Uman's incredible. When I had the schus to be in Ukraine years ago, one of the highlights of my trip was not just to be in Uman, which was incredible, but to be by the Baal Tanya. To be in Hadid by the Baal Tanya. You went to the Baal Tanya? You guys didn't go. You've been to the Baal Tanya, don't you? You also went to the Baal Tanya? No. Very few people go to Baal Tanya.
I think
we'll
know.
What? Yeah? Very few go to the Baal Tanya because Baal Tanya is a 4-hour drive from Kiev and there's nothing else on the way. It's like you're driving mamish for 4 hours just for one tzaddik and 4 hours back. It was the most incredible, incredible experience in my life. You go to Baal Tanya. I've told stories before. I'm not going to go through them all now. How we got there. Have remembers, maybe, I'm sure. But anyways, so we got to tell a story about the Baal Tanya. We all know that Baal Tanya was in jail, was persecuted in jail. When he was in jail, one of the guards, one of the Russian guards, was very knowledgeable in Torah. He learned up Torah, and he was holding mamish inside out, like really well. And he came to the Baal Tanya, and he said, I don't understand this pasuk. What's going on here? Rebbe, they say you know it all. They say you know it all. You're holding in the whole Bible. So what's pshat in this pasuk? God says to Adam, Chava, Ayeka, where are you? But God doesn't know where they are. God can't see them. God can't know where they are. What's pshat? And Baal Tanya said back, very famously, you know what Hashem was saying to Adam and Chava? Of course he saw them. Of course he knew where they are. He was telling them to ask themselves, Ayeka, where are you? What have you become? Look at yourselves. Moments ago, you were a Gan Eden in Mamish, living it up. You had it all. Look how you've fallen. Look into yourself. Ayeka. Where are you? Where are you? And that's a question each and every one of us needs to ask ourselves. By the way, incredibly, just a side note, if you look at that Deres Eliyahu, the Pirush HaGra, on that pasuk, he says the same exact pshat. You know, people like to often discuss the differences between the Hasidim and the Litvish, and the Gra and the Baal Shem. We're all one. We're all one. Don't ever forget that. And we all want the same thing. Ayeka is the biggest Torah of our lives. Ayeka is the question Hashem says to Adam, when you sin, what we have to ask ourselves. And when we're Rosh Hashanah, on that same day, each and every one of us needs to ask ourselves, Ayeka, where are you? Am I where I'm supposed to be in life? Am I living up to who Hashem has made me? Am I living up to my koichos? Am I living up to who I want to be even? Ayeka. Ayeka. That's the question of tshuva that will lead to our trua. Not just the trua of the shofar, but the trua of my heart. The trua of my neshama. To really make it Ashrayam Yoidei Srua a different year. The Shvila Pinchas, Rabbi Amari gave some beautiful Ramazim in that word Ayeka. So first of all, Ayeka doesn't only tell me the question that I have to ask myself. It also gives me the keys to improvement. How so? Ayeka is Aleph Yud Chaf Hey. So he says, Aleph, if you look in the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Dalet, it goes through the Aleph Beis and what all the letters represent. The Aleph Beis, it says, is Aleph Bina, which if you look in Rashi, is Lima Torah. Aleph represents Lima Torah. Aleph is the first letter of the Aleph Beis, which makes up the Torah. Aleph represents Lima Torah. As we spoke about last week, Barasi Yetara, Barasi Latara Tavlin. I might not have been at this table when I was speaking about that, but I spoke about it last week. Barasi, it was at this table, but it was Shal Shavs. But anyways, Barasi Latara Tavlin. The biggest Tavlin to change is Torah. To rededicate ourselves to Torah. That this Rosh Hashanah, when I'm doing my trua, and I'm crying, and I say, first thing about how I could grow in Torah. That's the Aleph. The Tzvar Shlema, the Hilgur Radomsker says, in that pasuk that we just read, Adam Arishon, after he sinned, Ve'yischabe Adam Vishto, they hid. Where they hid? B'toch Eitz HaGan, in the Gan. Gan is 53. In the Zohar, it says there are 53 parshas in the Torah. You know where he went to hide? He went to do tshuva, to jump back into the Torah. Into the Gan of Torah. That's Aleph. What's Yud? In the Ois Yosef Rebbe Kiva, Yud represents Anivus. As you all know, it's the smallest letter. Humility. To be honest with ourselves, are we humble? Are we full of Anivus? Or are we always looking for kavod and full of gaiva and jumping after all the our needs but not the Rabbeinu Shlom's needs? Part of Adam's sin was gaiva. What do we see? In Bereishis, Parak Gimel, Pasuk Dalet. V'nifkuchu einechem v'yisem ke'elokim yodei tov v'ra Ephraim deitzadas. So you can be like God. You have to be more than you are. Anivus is a yud. What's the chaf? Chaf is a kaf. It's an open palm. It's tzedakah. It's giving of yourself to others. Tzedakah tatzal mimavis. It's shuva tzvila tzedakah. Mavir nesroa gzera. That means part of the tshuva process is not just Torah and humility, but giving to others, which is a builder of humility. And finally, the hay. Which is the letter, as we did mention here last week, of tshuva. As the Gemara Menachos tells us, hey, is open on the bottom, which represents us falling into the shvarim, but then it's open at top, we can climb back into our trua, and get back to the tekiah. Aleph Yud Chaf Hey. The avoda of what the trua. After we cry and say, I want to change. How? Through Torah. Through Anivus. Through giving to others. We're Mekayim the Hey of Tshuva. And when do we do this? Aleph Yud Chaf Hey. Aleph is Rosh Hashanah. The first day of the year, Aleph Yud. Aseres Mei Tshuva. Chaf. Kippur is Yom Kippur. And Hey, we know is the small sukkah. Right? The sukkah, the small sukkah is like the letter Hey. The Tshuva Me'ava. Aleph Yud Chaf Hey represents the Zman of Tshuva. Of when each and every one of us should be Mekayim. Are Yom Truah Yilachem? Chevra, we're sitting here together. It's Mamish Erev Rosh Hashanah. I know you say Matzah Shabbos, but Slichos will be Erev Rosh Hashanah, Mirtzah Shabbos. But it's now we're already Erev Rosh Hashanah. We're already Mamish days before. We're within Shalosh Yishmei Hagbalah. It's already Erev Shabbos. We have 3 days before Rosh Hashanah. We're within Vada, the 4 days that we prepare the Karban of Asisa Ma'ilah. The 4 days of making sure we have no pagam. We're going to go into the Rosh Hashanah. I'm going to hear the shofar blow. And realize I was once a tekiya. And I want to get back to being tekiya. And I know I'm a shvar. So let's do the trua. Let's really cry. Let's really change. Let's ask ourselves, Ayaka, where am I? Am I where I should be? And revitalize ourselves in our Torah. In our anivus, in our giving to others, and then we'll be zoicha to become that tekiya at the end. By the time that Seder Shemit Tshuva ends, and you're davening Yom Kippurim, all that we have to blow at the end is only a tekiya gedola. By that point, we'll hit a point, we did it all. We're no longer shvarim, we no longer need the trua. All that I need is my tekiya gedola. I'm back to where I should be. I'm back to who I'm supposed to be. I did tshuva. I returned to that initial tkiya. We shall be zaycha, each and every one of us. Tzivu chsim atayav, a good man's yar, a year of simcha, a year of bracha, a year of besuras tovos, yeshuas, and refuos, for each and every one of us. For all of Klal Yisrael. But recognize you're in control of that. If you're mekayim the trua, if you're mtrua, yelachem.